Case number 12873, Sequence Properties LLC seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115-82 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 397 feet southeast of Sea Air Avenue. The 911 address is 19724 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach, the zoning district C1, tax parcels district 334, map 13, parcel 319.01. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 4.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. The department received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
You state your name and address for the record, please.
Richard Lawrence, 45 Winoma Circle, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And I'll also let the board know this is also one where there is a board approval in 2021 that had lapsed.
Good evening, sir. You may present your case.
Yes, thank you. What it was is that in May of 21, I'd come before this board. At that time, there was more stuff up here, I think, for COVID. And this board had kindly approved the relatively small variance that we're seeking on behalf of the tenant there, Touch of Italy Restaurant. They wanted to extend their kitchen 13 feet, but to be in line with the existing structure of the building, it involved encroaching on the required 5-foot setback on the side, about 4.7 feet, but only for a distance of 13 feet. This board had kindly granted that variance, and as you know better than I do, it must be acted on within 2 years. The tenant, in the meantime, built a different building, nothing to do with the subject at hand, and because of supply chain issues, that building project took a lot longer than anticipated. As the representative of the owner of the property, we didn't really want them to proceed until they actually finished that building and got the CO. They got the CO in late July. And in a good instance, a classic instance of the palest ink is brighter than the most vivid memory, I had thought they had until the end of August to apply for a new building permit for that little kitchen expansion. When they gave me the paperwork, and I was preparing to bring it to the building department right around August 7th, I looked at the original variance grant, and it was like August 2nd. And I was like, uh-oh. So immediately I called Jennifer Norwood, and she said, the horse is out of the barn. You have to go back and reapply. Hence our visit here today. The only other difference between now and a little over 2 years ago, at that time, our immediate neighbor, Outlet Liquors, or I should say the group that owns the property that Outlet Liquors is a tenant on, that one of the partners is Blake Thompson, at the last minute he had filed an objection because it was primarily because he thought there'd be more traffic in the restaurant. That wasn't the case. It was they need the addition to the kitchen for packaging takeout business, which has increased since COVID because COVID has changed a lot of things in life. And so that was then. But our relationship with him has improved greatly. And in fact, this afternoon before this hearing, I had called him on some other matter. We wanted to trim a tree that kind of is on our property and is based on his property. And he said, go ahead and trim away. And by the way, I didn't file an objection this time. And so that's all I have at this point in time. Other than that, everything, all the circumstances are the same as they were a little over 2 years ago. It's only about a 13-foot encroachment, and it's a 27-foot wide, which has no encroachment whatsoever. It's in the back of the property. It doesn't affect any other neighbors, not Outlet Liquors, not the trailer park behind us, nothing. And that's it.
Questions?
So this 13-foot by 27.8-foot addition, that's the same size as you were asking for before?
Yes.
Okay, and it's being used in the exact same way as what was being proposed before?
Yes.
Nothing's changed with the use of it?
Nothing.
It's going, the existing building is a half a foot off the property line? Is that, am I reading that right?
Yep.
Okay.
It was built in the 60s, and I have a feeling a lot of these zoning ordinances weren't written then or enforced then, something. That was before our time.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
Mr. Short?
This parcel, as I understand it, there's a, it's adjacent to the Outlet Liquors parcel. There's, I guess, a bank parcel, mm-hmm. and it's one of those things that we don't see very often where there's a shopping center. It effectively appears to have the appearance of a shopping center, but it's actually three different parcels. Is that
yes.
right?
It's actually a shopping center connected to another shopping center.
Yeah.
Really what it is.
And you, in your testimony was that was developed many years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, I think the original building there, and some of you folks might remember, where Outlet Liquors is now, I understand, used to be a Safeway many years ago. They went out, I think somebody else went in for a while, then Outlet Liquors went in.
And it's all commercial all in that commercial. Area, except, I guess, to the rear, as you mentioned, there's a manufactured home.
It's a Sierra Trailer Park.
And your neighbors there won't have any opposition to that, correct, that you know of?
Trailer park, no.
And I just want to be clear, there's been no changes to your proposal since the last one, is that correct?
No, 13 okay, so, by 27.
So we're looking for a 4.5-foot variance, is that right?
4.7, something like that.
Well, the previous variance was for, that was granted in 2021, was for 4.7 feet from the 5-foot setback for an existing building. So I presume that's the existing structure.
Yes.
So we would not need a new variance for that because that one existed. We, you know, we're not building. And then it was a 4.5-foot from the 5-foot side for the proposed addition, which based on your drawings looks like you're going to just bring that addition back
exactly.
from the existing structure.
In line with the existing building.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case 12873 for Sequence Properties, LLC, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12873 for Sequence Properties, LLC, for the requested variances. Pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to all the reasons we found previously. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. A vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.